Always nice to talk about our neighbors, well, basically right across the street, but today, actually, and for a while the renovations are underway, they're not right across the street. They're at the American Legion building. That is our good friends at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Have always just a ton of events that are going on, and it has not been affected since they've begun their renovations. Next one we want to talk about is with Thomas Schindler, the author, A Hidden Legacy, The Life of Esther Zimmer Lederberg. And that is coming up on September 29th at 7 o'clock. It is, by the way, via Zoom. More information is available on that, HotchkissLibraryOfSharon.org/event/Schindler. But let's bring in Tom right now. Tom, nice to speak to you today.
Thank you, Marshall. It's nice to be with you.
So how did this book come about, this book on the life of Esther Zimmer Lederberg?
Well, I have a PhD in microbiology, and I'm semi-retired, and so I was taking a course online, a massive open online course, MOOC, they used to call them, and it was being taught from MIT. And the teacher, a famous scientist there, can't remember his name, though, was telling stories about the beginning of molecular biology, the science of DNA. And he told this story about a woman who was working with bacteria and bacterial genetics, and one day she had this petri dish speckled with dots of bacteria, and she thought, how could I get all of those replicated onto another plate and in the same geometric arrangement. She reached into her purse and took out her compact makeup sponge and used that as like an ink stamp. Went from the one plate to a fresh sterile plate. And this was allowed them to do an important experiment that showed that bacterial mutations were spontaneous. So when I heard that story of how this creative woman did that with her makeup sponge, I thought, oh, I have to find out more about her. And I stopped following the curriculum and just started finding out as much as I could about this amazing woman.
Well, it's amazing you mentioned that. My mother, who during World War II, was in high school, but she was drafted, and she helped work on the discovery of a rubber complex that the military ended up using, and you know what? Her and a whole bunch of other women never got any credit for this. And the reason I'm bringing this up is this is an amazing story, because basically what she did was ignored, and her husband received the Nobel Prize.
That's right, and they were collaborators, very close collaborators, for 12 years leading up to the Nobel Prize, and her husband was brilliant. By everybody I interviewed for the book, you know, I wanted to hear stories about Esther Lederberg, and they told me stories about Joshua, and he was just a brilliant man. A lot of people I interviewed said he was the smartest man they ever met. And so his glory or his brilliance completely obscured Esther's achievements. And he would not have been able to win the Nobel Prize if they hadn't made these discoveries together.
What's interesting about this discovery, and I think we look back in medicine, we look back in science, and people sit there and wonder, how does something develop in science and in medicine? And when you see something seems as simple as this, but it takes a person with a mind that can really move five steps ahead to recognize this. That's the amazing thing about her discovery and other discoveries like that made in the 50s and 60s.
Yes. Yeah, this was before the time of DNA.
Yeah.
So genetics kind of had to be inferred from a step removed by the experiments they did.
Now, you yourself worked in biotech, right?
My first career was in biotech, yeah. I was doing research and development in San Diego.
Now, when you were doing research and development for biotech in San Diego, I think when people hear the word biotech now, they get scared. They get afraid. They don't like the term biotech.
Well, that's because of the genetically modified organisms, which, you know, have this Frankenstein aura about them. But really, and I didn't do the genetic modification or recombination experiments when I was working in biotech, but all of those experiments are using tools and techniques that bacteria invented millions and millions of years ago. You know, starting with the Lederbergs, who were doing bacterial genetics, gradually they figured out how bacteria rearranged their genes, and they took advantage of those tools and started tinkering around with, you know, getting bacteria to produce something like insulin. And that was the beginning of the biotech revolution in the 1970s.
Absolutely amazing. We're talking with Thomas Schindler, and you became eventually a teacher, a classroom teacher, right?
Yeah, mid-career, I could do the science in biotechnology just fine, but boy, I could not figure out the business. And then I started working with the FDA, and I really couldn't understand that world. So I kind of got frustrated, but we were also in San Diego, and my young family wanted to move back to the Northeast, so we moved to Lakeville, where my mother-in-law was, and I switched to teaching, and I taught chemistry and biology at the regional high school for almost 15 years.
It's interesting because as a student and someone who went to Housatonic Valley Regional High School, graduating in 1971, I had decent academics, except for algebra and geometry. But the science courses and were what enthralled me, and I never understood why I could be enthralled by something like the science courses and not also the geometry courses and things like that. But back at the time when I went through Housatonic, we did a lot of work in chemistry right in the lab. We had a real nice lab back then.
Yeah, I it was delightful. I had on one end of the room, I had this storeroom with all these chemicals, and then on the other wall, I had these books, and I had the four-volume set of chemical demonstrations by Bassam Shakashiri, a famous professor at University of Wisconsin, and I could do my explosions and demonstrations, and I was really happy.
You know, I have to ask this because as somebody who loved chemistry, and I know I went into it as a wise guy, as most students are, I'd like to have fun. To see the students actually change over the course of a year from when they come into a chemistry class to leave must be something amazing, almost like someone who is a piano teacher or a guitar, to see the improvement and the different attitude.
Yeah, and I concentrated mainly on trying to reawaken their sense of wonder. I think every kid is born with that, and they're like little scientists when they're in kindergarten and first grade. And unfortunately, it gets kind of schooled out of them, or the curiosity is not encouraged enough. And so by the time the kids got to high school, my main mission was to reawaken their sense of wonder. And it was a lot of fun. It was exciting. It was almost like doing four or five shows a day. if the students in first period didn't laugh at my jokes, I tried even harder second period.
We're talking with Thomas Schindler, A Hidden Legacy, the Life of Esther Zimmer at Lederberg. And this is going to be a Zoom event. And it is at, of course, the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And it's on September 29th from 7 to 8 o'clock. You can get all the information at HotchkissLibraryOfSharon.org/event/Schindler. During this presentation, will people be able to ask questions and at the end?
Yes. Yes, they will.
And so let's talk about the book itself for just a moment here. How long did it take you to put together, do the outline, and then actually finish it up?
From beginning to end, it was over 8 years, 8.5 years.
Wow.
And I originally was interested in the science, you know, just fascinated. Basically, the Lederbergs discovered bacterial sex. It's not like animals and plants, but it's how bacteria trade genes among each other. And one of the horrific implications of that is superbugs. So that's how superbugs, that have multiple antibiotic resistances, that's how they develop so quickly.
I think,
and so, you know, year by year, I kept learning more and more of the science, and I should have learned some of that when I was in graduate school, but I was like filling in the gaps of my understanding, and I just loved it. And then gradually, I began to see a narrative arc to the story of Esther Lederberg, and the ending is very interesting, very poignant.
Well, you know, biochemistry is what's great about this book that you've been working on for over 8 years is that nowadays I think it raises people's interest level simply what we're going through with COVID and the development of vaccines for COVID and also other flu-like diseases.
Yeah, it's so now everybody, the lay public, really understands to a new level about the different viruses. I mean, pretty sophisticated level. Whereas 2 years ago, you didn't have that.
No, not at all. It's probably a good thing, but with social media, it's probably a bad thing as well because it gets out of hand. Well, once again, A Hidden Legacy, The Life of Esther Zimmer Lederberg, Thomas Schindler at the Hotchkiss Library, a Zoom event on the 29th. It starts at 7 o'clock. Information at hotchkisslibraryofsharon.org/event/Schindler. Thomas, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us today.
My pleasure, Marshall. Thank you.